on your mobile apps on 97.8 and now on DAB. This is Gateway.
From the Sky News Centre at 2, Prince Harry has been criticised for fuelling speculation about the King's health. In yesterday's emotional interview, he questioned how long his father had left. The Duke of Sussex says he wants reconciliation but claims the 76-year-old monarch won't talk to him. Harry spoke out after losing his battle over UK security. Former royal correspondent Jenny Bond says some of his remarks will be very hurtful.
I'm not going to speculate as to the health of the King, but I will say, let's imagine the King yesterday hearing that his son was going to give this interview. What must he be feeling when he hears his son say, "The very least I expected of my family was to keep me safe"?
The co-ops apologised after hackers accessed the names, dates of birth and contact details of some customers. It admits a cyber attack's much bigger than it first disclosed. Labour and the Conservatives say they'll listen to voters after poor performances in England's local elections. Reform UK were the big winners, having taken control of 10 councils for the first time. They also have two mayors and a fifth MP. Australia's ruling Labour Party has won the general election. Anthony Albanese has become the first Prime Minister to get a second consecutive three-year term in over two decades. In sport, Aston Villa are aiming to keep their push for a top five finish in the Premier League on track at home to Fulham. Live to Tom Ross at Villa Park.
Aston Villa 1, Fulham 0. Yuri Tielemans first half header still separating the two teams, but the second half Villa have looked likely to add to their lead. Twice Ollie Watkins has had great chances but has fluffed both of them. In between that, we've seen them attack down left and right hand side and cause Fulham plenty of problems. They look like adding to their score. Aston Villa 1, Fulham 0.
Elsewhere, already relegated Ipswich kick off at Everton in an hour. Hibs are at home to Dundee United in the Scottish Premiership. And Mark Williams will take a 13-11 lead over Judd Trump into the concluding session of their Snooker World Championship semi-final this evening. China's Zhao Xintong awaits the winner. That's the latest. I'm Chris Milligan.
So, Katie, it's the first ever school holidays. What do you want to do?
Well, Mum, I was thinking... Can I go and knock for Ruby?
Well, I don't know, Katie. That's a busy road. Are you sensible enough to cross it carefully on your own?
Please, Mum. I'll be really careful. I promise.
Well, fair enough. You're a big girl now, Katie. I trust you.
Yay! Okay. Now, where is the best place to cross?
Katie! Hi, I'm over here.
Ruby!
Katie!
If you're crossing a road this holiday, play it safe. Don't get distracted.
All the hits.
I love listening to music. Listen to it all the time.
It just puts a smile on your face.
Now, on DAB, across Essex. Across Essex.
All right, you got it.
This is Gateway. Pride Matters, brought to you by Basil and Pride on Gateway 97.8.
That's right, you heard it. This is Pride Matters on Gateway 97.8, sponsored by the simply wonderful Basil and Pride.
And he's not just saying that because he's a part of it, I promise.
Yeah, well, you're part of it too.
I know.
Yeah, how are you doing, Kurt?
I am doing, well, I'm not going to lie, very tiring week, but it is always a boost to the energy levels to be sat in front of. Just look at his face. I mean, you literally can't. It's,
well, you can't, no.
Joys of radio.
This
but
is called radio, exactly. They haven't invented radio you can see people on yet.
Yeah, but let me paint you a word picture. No, not enough time in the day, truthfully, but how are you doing, David?
I've had a very long week too, but I'm invigorated because we're here on Pride Matters, and I always am. Sitting opposite you, just as exciting. Yeah, are you feeling the love?
I am.
Are you feeling the love?
I am. It's feel nice and warm and fuzzy inside.
Good, good. I'm glad to hear it. Well, look, we've got a great show, as always, for you today. Lots of great music, and I can't wait. So should we get cracking?
I think we should. It's a bit of a Pride Anthem special today, and truthfully, an hour ain't enough to cram all of those in, but we're going to try our best on your local radio. It is, of course, Gateway 97.8, and, kicking it off. What are you feeling first, David?
Ooh. Well, it's daytime, but what about a bit of rhythm of the night, maybe?
I think it's only fair.
Yeah.
This is the rhythm of the night. The night. Oh, yeah. The rhythm of the night. This is the rhythm of my life. My life. Oh, yeah. The rhythm of my life.
On Gateway 97.8. Visit basildenpride.co.uk.
I've always been the one to blame.
two great songs back to back there. We had Corona and Rhythm of the Night and the wonderful Pet Shop Boys with It's a Sin. And if you've never seen that series, It's a Sin, you must watch it. It really is a fantastic series.
I feel like that's a personal dig at me.
Well, you know, one day you might actually watch it, but there you go. Those who have been listening over the years will know that Kurt is a nightmare trying to watch a series from start to finish, unless it's Doctor Who.
Here's my problem, and firstly, he's Russell T Davies, so of course, I think I get a pass from being a massive Doctor Who fan on that alone, right?
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
I mean, here's the problem I had. I genuinely started watching it with all the intention in the world and loved the bits that I saw. Unfortunately, I am also a fan, and this is a bit of a guilty pleasure of mine, of Gogglebox.
Ah.
And the downside of being a fan of Gogglebox is you get TV spoiled for you on the regular, and unfortunately that included seeing the end of It's a Sin via Gogglebox.
Well, there's a lot of good stuff in between the start and end, though, so you must watch it all at some point in your lifetime, please.
I am sure I will get around to it at some point. Let's not ask me if I've seen the likes of Heartstopper either.
Well, look, you know what? All these pride bangers, as we call them, they're making me think about our festival. And do you know what? I love our festival, don't you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah. I'm there enough.
Yeah, well, exactly.
Over the last 3 years, I've been there more and more lately.
Well, I hope you continue to be there however many years the festival goes on. But do you know what? We always commit that you are going to have a fantastic time at our festival. It will happen every year without fail. Without fail. And it just gets bigger and better every time. It really does. What's been your lifetime festival highlights so far?
I mean, I could talk about all the times that I've been lucky enough to host on the Gateway stage when we've done that.
Yeah.
I could talk about some of the amazing sights that we've seen. I could talk about the food, because often the Gateway stage has been right next to the food court area. And thank you for that, David. Yeah. My diet doesn't thank you.
Yeah.
But I could talk about the fact that on at least two separate occasions, and probably more, my memory could be failing me, we've also been stationed directly next to a massage stand. And actually, I think Ryan wants to thank you for that one more, who's hosted with me on the main stage, on the Gateway stage a couple of times. And let's put it this way, if ever I lose sight of the man, I know exactly where he is.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
to be fair, my memory, it's always going to be my very first Basden Pride. And depending on what day you get me on, I either love you for this or hate you for this, and it's not even your fault.
Yeah.
And that is the day, the very first day we were down at Basden Pride and Gateway. We didn't have a stage. We just had a little tent where we were sponsoring the food court area and just blaring out Pride bangers to the entire food court. And we'd been doing little interviews with people as well throughout the day. And I just remember Dewey walking over to me with a Cheshire Cat grin on his face. You know when you spot someone from about a mile away making a beeline towards you? This is what I saw Dewey doing.
Yeah.
Walking towards me and simply said, "I've got something for you." Because that's not ominous at all. And what he had for me was a trip to the main stage.
Indeed he did.
Where currently performing at the time was a drag act by the name of Son of a Tutu.
Ooh.
And Dewey's other half had already popped up on stage, and as at that point that I then got told what was exactly about to happen, as they then shouted down at me, "Yes, Kurt, come on up. What's happening was that I was about to be on stage with said drag act and singing, unprepared, the Greatest Showman tunes. I had not seen the film at that point. I had no idea what I was singing. But, and do you know what? If you listen to the recording, which I do have, and I am always worried about whether the day is going to come where I finally press play on this on live radio. But if you listen to the recording, you can hear the exact moment that I start to come out my shell a little bit more. It was hell for the first 2 minutes of it, and rapidly became like my favourite memory from that festival.
Well, I'm telling you now, the day you play that on live radio, I'm going to want to break free. I am genuinely going to want to break free.
That's exactly what was going through my head at the time.
Do you know what? That's a perfect link for our next tune, our proper tune, yeah? Mind you saying that The Greatest Showman has got some real proper tunes in it. One of my favourite ever, ever film musicals, I've got to say. And the sooner they put that on stage, the better.
I'm surprised they haven't.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure it'll come.
Oh, you never know. I haven't checked the West End listings in a long time. At this point, I'll check now and it'll be on there, but...
Exactly.
And if it is, me and you are getting tickets and we're going,
totally,
David.
100%, but I really do want to break free. Can you help me?
I think I can.
On Gateway 97.8. Visit basildenpride.co.uk.
Talk to me, baby, love, if you wanna show me why you've been body.
Another two fantastic songs there, back to back, Queen and I Want to Break Free, which I really did when you sang The Greatest Showman on the stage. And
just get me out now.
Yeah, actually, really good song. Really good song by Troye Sivan, Rush. I like that. I really love that song. It's good, isn't it?
Blew up on TikTok as well. We saw all the dance trends for it. I mean, yeah. Also, have you just seen the dance routine they do in the music video? It's so well choreographed, I can't even stress it.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Honestly, going to be listening to that at home, I think. I thought it would be good to just remind everybody that Batsdam Pride isn't just about the festival. We're there for you all year. And as part of that, we've got an absolutely fantastic support section on our website. So if you're ever feeling a bit down, feel like you may be struggling with your mental health, or if you're questioning your sexuality or your gender identity, or if you're a victim of hate crime or whatever it might be, check out that section on our website, because it's really, really good. It's got loads of content on there, from blogs and videos and other content, also contact details for organisations who may be able to help and support you. And that's really important, isn't it, Kurt, to be able to find that help when you need it.
Absolutely. I mean, it's one of the things I always love about the festival whenever we've done it as well, is just that safe space that we always have there. I mean, we've had the chill out zone in the past, and always been lovely for that. And again, just I think we talked about it too many times in the past on the show as well, the mental health side of things. And yeah. I mean, we did an entire show on it. We've probably done more than one entire show on it at this point. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Of course, most notably in relatively recent memory being when it was LGBT History Month 2024, where one of the themes was medicine and motivated minds on. Yeah. And I think, just knowing where you can find that support, and that whether it's a case of just being able to network with people who are in a similar boat to you, or just knowing you can actually get support if you are experiencing a bit of difficulty and struggling as well.
Yeah.
I mean, we've done shows on neurodivergence. I've lost track at this point.
We do everything. We do everything, because that's what we're here for. We're here for the LGBTQ plus community of the Basden Borough and beyond. That's our mandate as a pride. So, this show is a natural extension of that. And we will always be here talking about the stuff you need us to talk about and the things that are relevant.
And it is worth a mention as well. I mean, we will talk about loads of stuff. I mean, we'll talk till the cows come home if you let us. But we will talk about loads of stuff. But also, and of course, we get loads of fantastic guests on. I mean, it's a rare occasion where we don't.
I know, it's just me and you today.
I know.
That's very unusual. Very unusual.
And it is worth a mention as well. If you have got a topic that you would like to discuss, or even if you don't want to discuss it yourself, you'd like to see myself or David discuss it, Also, if you want to make an appearance on a future show as well, if you are either on your own or representative of an organisation that you think deserves some kind of spotlight or want to chime in on a very topical issue that does affect not just the LGBTQ plus community, but the community at large in general anyway, we'll always very happily give you that platform for it. And of course, if it does, of course, affect the LGBTQ plus community, I mean, clues in the name, pride matters at the end of the day.
Absolutely.
And we're always welcome to give you that platform as well and hear what you've got to say. Hey, more often than not, in fact, it's an education for myself and David as well.
Get in touch with us. Get in touch. You can contact us through the website, basdenpride.co.uk, or pop us an email on info@basdenpride.co.uk. That's info@basdenpride.co.uk.
And that also goes from the Gateway side of it as well, in the fact that we are your local community radio at the end of the day as well, so feel free to hit us up. Even if you just want to poke your head in person, we're in the upper galleries of the Eastgate Shopping Centre if you ever want to say hi.
Absolutely. Do you know what? I think it's time to get another tune on. And this one, I think, special for both of us. I think we really like this. You talked about it earlier in this show, yeah?
Wasn't the one that I ended up singing on stage.
No,
but,
it wasn't.
And with that reason, I still have very fond memories of this one.
Yeah, and this is a great song. So one day, when that Greatest Showman musical is on the West End, we'll be there singing this song together, I am sure. This is me.
Yeah.
Pride Matters with Basil and Pride on Gateway 97.8.
Brilliant songs there. This is me from, of course, our favourite musical creator, Showman. And a little song there that actually one of our guests put us onto. In the Name of Love, which many people will know the song, but by an artist called LP.
I know. And do you know what? I'm going to stand by it. Watch the U2 fans come baying for my blood at this point. Better than the U2 version.
Yeah.
I will stand by that.
That's bold. That is bold.
It is.
But yeah, I think, you know, it's certainly giving it competition, I'd say.
And ultimately, yeah. Do not blame me. Blame, I believe it was Jen and or Hayley from the fostering discussion we did not that long ago.
Yeah.
I say not that long ago. I'm losing track at this point, but...
Yeah. That sounds right. Well, do you know, I absolutely love the stuff that we do as Basil and Pride throughout the year. Do you remember the day when it was just about the festival?
Yeah.
Yeah, literally, it'll be about, right, what's going to happen in September when we do that festival. It's not anymore.
I mean, I remember when Pride Matters was not even its own show. It was just a little, intended as a little...
half hour. Yeah.
It's supposed to be 10-minute feature it was back in the day. I don't think it was once ever 10 minutes. No. But yeah, flashback to when it was just about the festival as Basden Pride as well.
We took over Coffee and Tea.
You did.
We literally came into Coffee and Tea and we took it over.
And then stole me from it. I'm not even on Coffee and Tea anymore.
Exactly. There you go. Because you just know where you were meant to be. This is the place to be.
Found my
Pride
calling.
Matters. Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, look, you know, this stuff goes on throughout the whole year and it's not just Pride Matters. And we love doing this show every week. But there's so much more than this. There are networking events and support events, and there are support for the youth club called Queer Crusaders. There's so much goes on throughout the year. Support for the trans, non-binary and gender diverse community. What I'd recommend is if you wonder what we do and you think it's just a festival, check out our website and you will see everything we're doing on there, on the events section. So much going on all year. There's something for everybody there. There really, really is.
Including a bit of fun that's not just at the festival as well. And I'm not just talking about when David decides to get one of his quiz nights on.
Well, there you go. And my quiz nights, they are epic.
They are
epic. They're known not just in Basden Pride. They're known across organisations for being epic. Yeah, to be fair. Do you remember that pandemic that happened in 2020? And we were all doing online 50 quizzes.
50 years ago, I think.
Yeah, we were all doing online quizzes.
Oh, I was the king of the PowerPoint quiz.
Oh, I don't know. You've not seen some of mine. Oh, honestly, I loved it. We had all sorts going on.
I'd spend the better part of a week, when admittedly I probably should have been working, making my PowerPoint for the family quiz that Friday.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I mean, you know, the pandemic was an absolutely dreadful, dreadful time. But there were some good things came out of it. You know, like those PowerPoint quizzes. Yeah.
I guarantee there's people listening right now who just had Vietnam flashbacks, just a little twitch in their eye as they remember those quizzes. To be fair, we used to get my whole family on them, and it'd be me, my dad, obviously my other half sat next to me, my aunt and her side of the family, and then my nan sat there on her laptop as well. Of course, we've not had any human contact, but really, for the entire week. This is the first proper conversation we've had apart from people under our roof. And we're all having a little chit-chat, and we'll get to the quiz eventually. My nan was the most impatient person in the world. We'd be having a bit of a 10-minute chinwag and catch up and banter with each other, because we're that kind of family who relentlessly roast each other any opportunity we have.
Yep.
And then eventually, my nan would be sat in perfect silence the whole way through, and eventually, you just hear her go, "Are we doing this quiz or what?" She was there. She was there to win.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. The best one we did, we had people from all over the country on it. It was my birthday quiz. So we had family in Liverpool, Scotland, even Ireland and the Irish Republic. We had people from all over the place. It was absolutely fantastic. But anyway, we're beyond those times now. We can actually get together to do quizzes now. Thank goodness. Yeah. So watch out for what's coming up. There's loads coming up with Basden Pride. As I said, something for everybody. Check out our website basdenpride.co.uk for more information. Well, I think it's time for a few more bangers, don't you?
I think we can squeeze a few more in. How long we got left? Oh, yeah, plenty of time for a few more tunes.
Yeah, what do you fancy?
Oh, do you know what? Talking about like all the events and stuff like that, I want to get like a proper sort of club banger on. So it might not be a Pride anthem, this one. Call me selfish, but I'm feeling a bit of Avicii, and ultimately, I'm in charge of the buttons at the moment, so it's happening.
Go for it.
Once upon a younger year, when all our shadows disappeared, the animals inside came out to play. Went face to face with all our fears, learned our lessons through the tears, made memories we knew would never fade. One day my father, he told me, "Son, don't let it slip away." He took me in his arms, I heard him say, "When you get older, your wild heart will live for younger days. Think of me if ever you're afraid." He said, "One day you'll leave this world behind, so live a life you will remember." My father told me when I was just a child, these are the
forsake this life of yours. I'll guide you home no matter where you are. One day my father, he told me, son, don't let it slip away. When I was just a kid, I heard him say,
brought to you by Basil and Pride on Gateway 97.8.
Do you ever feel like a plastic bag drifting through the wind, wanting to start again? Do you ever feel this so paper thin, like a house of cards, one blow from caving in?
lovely. Two great songs again. I mean, we're really bringing them out today, aren't we? The Nights by Avicii and, of course, Katy Perry there with Firework. Oh, it's been good, hasn't it?
I've been liking the tunes.
Yeah, I'm enjoying it. I tell you what, it's a good show. We should do more like this where, you know, we just enjoy some decent music.
I feel like we're readdressing the balance. I mean, on the average show, we're lucky if we play three songs where we're so deep in the discussion with, I'll say it again, some of the amazing guests that we've had on over the time we've been doing this show.
Yep, and we will keep doing that. Absolutely, we'll keep doing that. Yeah, yeah.
But speaking readdressing the balance.
Yeah.
Earlier on, you asked me for like my sort of pride-themed highlights.
Yeah.
I feel like I would be remiss in my duties if I did not do the same to you.
Ooh, my goodness me.
Or if it helps, I'll go more general, because obviously you're very heavily involved in pretty much everything pride-related.
Where do I start? There's been so many. Do you know, I think I would have to roll back to the beginning when it all started. So almost, well, there's two really distinctive moments and they both involve the parades.
Yeah.
Well, the first one was definitely not a parade. It was a march, yeah? 2018, when there was all that hate incidents, hate crimes happening against the LGBTQ+ community. And we came back with a positive show of solidarity. And in 2 weeks, we organised that march that went through Basildon Town Centre. And there was at least 500 people there, organised in 2 weeks. And it was amazing. We were petrified. I was petrified.
I'll bet.
I thought, what am I doing? All this hate crime going on and I'm bringing all these people to Basildon Town Centre to gather. And I got there and there was somebody there who was preaching at me, telling me what I was doing was wrong. And eventually I got rid of him. And the march set off. And there was just such a great show of love through the whole town. There was pride flags flying out of Brook House. There was rainbow flags on the coffee cart. There was people standing there clapping and cheering. And as we got to almost get into what used to be colours, we were queued up outside and there were cars driving past, beeping the horns and clapping and waving, not beeping the horns and booing at us. And do you know what? That just felt like a moment of, we've really done this, you know. This we've proven that love conquers hate. And I'm so glad that became our motto, because love really did conquer hate. And that's what we do today. You know, so many beautiful moments since then, too many to mention. But I'll never forget the gasps on people's faces as we went through Gloucester Park on that very first parade and arrived at the festival site. And people just went, wow! This is here for us and it's all free. And there was a visible gasp from people who were so excited. Yeah.
And of course, it's only got bigger since then.
Indeed. And it will.
Imagine the gasp if the very first time they'd ever seen it was the more recent festivals.
I know. And they will just keep growing. So, you know, really, really exciting times. And we're there for you at Basildon Pride. Me and Kurt are here for you with Pride Matters. And we've had a great time today. Have you had a good time?
I've always had a good time, David.
Yeah. Well, that's good. So I think we need to finish off this show with a couple of bangers, don't you?
I think we do. A song that brilliantly was... it's become an LGBT anthem, a pride anthem, call it whatever you like.
Yep.
And brilliantly was eventually hated by the organisation that it is sung about.
Yeah.
Before becoming their own theme song in its own right. That they love this song now. Oh, you're doing the dance.
I'm doing the actions. It is.
Can we all just appreciate the moments where David did mime on radio just now?
Yes.
But you know what mime it was, don't you?
Yeah, it was the YMCA.
Bum, 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 bum. Let's get it on.
Short on your dough.
Matters with Basil and Pride on Gateway 97.8. Your mobile apps on 97.8 and now on DAB. This is Gateway.